You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Alyssa Keller.
Alyssa, thanks for being here today. I understand you are going to be on stage with the guest hypnotist, Doug McGraw. That's pretty brave.
It is. Yes, that's what they're telling me, that I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to give it a shot, for sure.
And Mr. Turner, too?
That's what we're saying. I think both myself and William Turner, we're both a little concerned, I guess is a good word, about our ability to be hypnotized. I think we're both nervous that it could work really well and that we're going to do something silly. So
I surely hope it'll be videotaped.
It will. If I'm going to do something silly, I want to see it later for sure.
So let's do an overview of the 22nd annual Edgar Cayce Hometown Seminar that's this Friday through Sunday, yeah?
Yes. We are so excited this year to welcome Sydney and Nancy Kirkpatrick. They are featured speakers for our Edgar Cayce Hometown Seminar. And Sid and Nancy, they wrote and really the iconic biography of Edgar Cayce, came out about 10 years ago. They were given complete access to all of his personal papers and everything at Virginia Beach at the Association of Research and Enlightenment. Spent a lot of time in Hopkinsville doing research here, and they traveled around from Texas to Alabama, everywhere essentially that Edgar lived, and researched his life and his legacy.
This man, Mr. Kirkpatrick, has lots of books to his credit. I was surprised. Edgar Cayce, An American Prophet, was just his fourth book, but he's working now on a crime thriller set in World War II titled Hitler's Holy Relics.
Yes.
Yeah, he did a documentary about Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, he is a long, big-time writer. So it's great that he's associated with Edgar Cayce. Briefly tell me Edgar Cayce's, well, first of all, I don't want to interrupt you. Do sort of a timeline of what's going on this weekend.
Okay. Well, Friday, we start to kick everything off Friday night it's at 7:30. We'll start with a presentation by Sydney, and his program is titled Edgar Cayce and the Veiled Stranger. I'm not exactly even sure where that's going, and I cannot wait to hear it. So we'll have Sydney give a program Friday night, followed by a fun card tournament. We're going to play the game Pit. And Pit's a fun card game that Edgar Cayce actually invented in the early 1900s. And so we've got multiple games, and we're going to kind of have a Pit tournament Friday night. Saturday morning, Nancy Kirkpatrick will be speaking, and she is speaking on how to live your life according to the Edgar Cayce readings. So my guess is she's going to look at both the health readings and then kind of other spiritual type readings that Edgar gave and put those together for kind of a how to follow Edgar Cayce's, the readings that he gave and how to apply them to your life. Saturday afternoon, we're all going board two big buses, and we're going to go on a tour of the county to sites that were important to Cayce's life when he lived here. So go by the site where he was born, visit the schoolhouse that he attended school in, go to a place where he actually gave readings in Hopkinsville, and end at the grave site. We kind of meander a lot other than that, but local historian William Turner and Wayne Goolsby, they'll be our guides for the bus tour. Saturday night is our big hypnotist show, and the hypnotist show is going to be at 7:30, and it's featuring Doug McCraw. He's a stage hypnotist and a comedian, and it's going to be all kinds of fun. And then Sunday morning, we're wrapping up the whole seminar with kind of a Q&A panel with the Kirkpatricks and with William Turner and with a special guest, Peter Woodbury. And Peter may be not acting as Peter so much as be more in a first-person kind of situation of Edgar Cayce himself.
Ooh-wee. That'll be kind of spooky.
I've seen him before, and it's amazing. It's absolutely fascinating. I've never seen anything like it.
How about that? So what's the cost of attending?
Well, the full seminar, we're actually kind of in an interesting spot right now. The bus tour is full. We have sold it out as of today. So at this point, what we're doing is the full seminar we're going to take a waiting list, essentially, in case something opens up on the bus tour, but we will still offer the seminar everything but the bus, and so we've kind of taken back that out. Cost of everything with the bus tour would be $115. Taking the bus out, we're going to take $40 off the cost, so it would be $75 for all the programs, including the hypnotist. We can just buy a ticket to see the hypnotist show, though. And that is $15 for adults and then $10 for seniors and students.
Where is all this going to happen?
Most everything will happen at the historic Alhambra Theater in downtown Hopkinsville.
Wow.
We have outgrown the museum for the most part, so we are moving over to the Alhambra, and the programs and the hypnotist show will happen there. Sunday morning's program, we are going to have that at the museum and kind of pack everyone in tightly so that we have the atmosphere and the ambiance of the museum setting and of the Edgar Cayce exhibit, give everybody a chance to see that while they're in town.
You know, in writing about your being with us today, I reflected upon the worldwide reputation this man garnered through his being able to see things that other people didn't see. Is that about how you describe how he established himself?
The whole story is absolutely fascinating. How he kind of learned that he could, from a young age, he knew that he could do things that people couldn't, and he had these visions, and he saw things, and he understood things that people that he didn't understand why he understood or knew. And it took a long time, it seems like, you know, up until he was, you know, young adult, to figure out how to make it all work for the benefit of the good. He was always, if he was going to do a reading, it was to help someone, not for any kind of fame or fortune, but to help someone in need. And the whole point of us having a hypnotist, he learned to kind of start to learn his power and his gift, and that he could do things in this trance-like state after being hypnotized on a stage in Hopkinsville at a hypnotist show, just like we're doing Saturday night. So that's kind of the tie-in. But he, newspaper articles about him and his talents and his gifts kind of started to spread, and his name got around. Very well-known people had readings done by Edgar Cayce, presidents and people from Hollywood, all kinds of different places had readings done by Edgar in the 1920s through the 40s. And I think with that and with how well documented his readings have been, he's the most well-documented psychic of the 20th century. His legacy's been able to live on. Also through the Association of Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach that he founded in the 30s, that still is very strong and very active today. So they're continuing to educate and to spread the word and to enlighten folks about Edgar Cayce and his readings and his talents and what all kind of grew and came out of that.
Alyssa, tell me about the permanent collection that is built around Edgar Cayce at the museum.
Well, I'm going to steal what someone from Virginia Beach actually said about it. She mentioned that what they have in their collection, they kind of have his spiritual biography, whereas we kind of have his personal biography. We have lots of little items that that belong to Edgar and to Edgar's family, his extended family in the area. Everything from, you know, bookcases that stood in houses that he lived in growing up, and to dishes that he would have used, and a set of cufflinks, lots of photographs. We have the desk of that belonged to the doctor that he worked with when he lived in Hopkinsville and gave psychic readings. So pieces of furniture, small items, a Bible he kept in his desk that belonged to his grandfather. After his mother passed away, he kept a pair of her reading glasses with him in his desk all the time, and we have those on display. So very, what might be considered mundane items, but things that were very personal and very special to him as a person. And so we have those things out on display here.
Well, Alyssa Keller, thank you for being with us today. Alyssa directs the Museums of Historic Hopkinsville Christian County. And how can people get in touch with you about reservations for Friday, sans the bus trip?
They can just call us. That'd be perfect. Our phone number is 270-887-4270. You can call us, and we'll get you set up with whatever we'll answer any questions, get you set up with whatever you'd like to do.
Well, take care. I hope you have great visions when you're hypnotized.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.